Okay, let's get cracking. Very exciting. Today, as you begin, Meseches Shavuos. Today, we're going to be learning Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Just a few short words of introduction as we prepare to learn Meseches Shavuos. Meseches Shavuos is all about the halachos of the Shemitah year. As the Torah tells us in Sefer Shemos, in Sefer Vayikra and in Sefer Devarim, you're not allowed to work your field in Eretz Yisrael in particular during the seventh year. Now, why is there such a halacha? Why can't a person work his field during the seventh year? So many of the commentaries explain that it's to demonstrate and show our emunah, our faith in Hashem, that as hard as it is to take a year off from our livelihood, from our parnasa, from our work, we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're showing ourselves that all of our parnasa, all of our livelihood ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from the Rabbonu Shel Olam, and Shemitah is a tremendous demonstration of that. It's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have faith, we have emunah in Him. Now, as you begin to learn Meseches Shavuos, we're actually not going to be learning yet about the halachos of the Shemitah year during the seventh year. It's actually going to begin chronologically before the Shemitah year even begins. As the Mishnah tells us, the very first Mishnah in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, the Shemitah year begins on the first of Tishrei, which is what we call Rosh Hashanah. And not only on Rosh Hashanah does the Rabbonu Shel Olam judge each and every one of us individually, but that's also the year when the Shemitah year begins. Now the halacha is, as we're going to learn in the opening Mishnayos of Meseches Shavuos, there's something called Tosefes Shavuos, which means that even before Shemitah begins, there are certain things that we're not allowed to do to our fields. Why would that be? Why can't you work your fields during the sixth year before Shemitah even begins? As the Mefarshim explain, it's because you're not allowed to do any work during the sixth year that is preparing your fields that will to produce more fruit and more crops and produce in the seventh year. Certainly, you can do anything that will help and benefit, as we'll see, the fruits of the sixth year, but anything that we view as it as really taking place to help and to cultivate and to tend to the fruits and fields of the seventh year, that is not allowed. Says the Mishnah, Ad emas haychorshin b'stei ha'ilon erev shavuos. Until when can a person plow his orchards? Where we're going to begin the second parak, we'll discuss wheat fields and regular fields. We're going to begin learning about orchards and fields that have trees in them, or a little bit more make, a little bit more lenient, and allow you to cultivate your tree fields a little bit later than other fields. So our Mishnah wants to know, until when can you plow your tree fields during the sixth year, during Erev Shavuos? Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Kol Zman Shehu Yafa L'Pri. As long as what you're doing is beneficial for the fruits of the sixth year, you can cultivate, you can plow, you can tend to those fruits, and you can tend to those trees. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Ad Ha'atzeres, until Shavuos. So Beis Hillel attaches a date and says, once Shavuos comes, you can no longer do any work for those fields, for those trees, because we assume that at that point, after Shavuos, whatever you do is really preparatory work for the following year, for the seventh year. After Shavuos, the land starts getting very, very dry, and we therefore assume that whatever plowing work you're doing is not to help and improve the fruits of that year, but it's rather to help you prepare for the next fruits of the following year, which you're not allowed to do. Finishes off the Mishnah, Krovin Divrei Elu Liyotzke Divrei Elu, that really says the Mishnah, the opinion of Beis Hillel and the opinion of Beis Shammai are extremely similar. According to the Yerushalmi, the Beis Shammai is a little bit more lenient. He might allow you to go a little bit later than Shavuos, but regardless, they're similar enough that generally speaking, around Shavuos time is the cutoff when a person should stop doing the preparatory work, should stop doing the plowing for those fields, because we assume that at that point you're not cultivating the fruits of the sixth year, but then at that point you're beginning to cultivate the fruits of the seventh year. Okay, now we're going to begin Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis as you begin to discuss which fields are considered an orchard, which fields are considered tree fields that allow you to continue to cultivate them, to plow them even afterwards. The halacha is, as we'll see, that when it comes to grain fields, regular fields, then really once Pesach happens, you're no longer allowed to plow them. You have to leave them fallow beginning Pesach of the sixth year. But we're a little bit more lenient, as we just learned, when it comes to fields with trees and orchards and so on, you're allowed to wait until around Shavuos time. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu Stei Ilan, what is considered to be a tree field for the purposes of allowing you to wait until to continue plowing your field until Shavuos. Says the Mishnah, there are two things that the field must have. Number one, kol shlosha ilanus labesa. You have to have at least three trees in a base of land. What's a base of land? So a base, as we learned a lot of Maseches Kilayim, is a 50 by 50 amma area of land. It's about 2,500 square amos. And we assume that if you have three trees in that area, then we assume that the entire base of land nourishes those three trees, and therefore you're allowed to plow that area of land until Shavuos. Many Achronim try to understand, what do they have to be bunched up? Can they be bunched up? Do they have to be spread out throughout the area of land? But generally we assume that the trees can be clustered together. They can be together as long as there are at least three trees in a base saw of land. So that's qualification number one. If you want your orchard or your tree field to continue to be plowed until Shavuos of the sixth year, they must have at least three trees in a base of land. Number two, imru uyin lazos kikar devela shall shishim mana be italki. They also need to be able to produce at least a loaf of pressed figs. We're going to deal at least with figs for now, that weigh 60 Italian mana. What exactly is that? So the Bartanura sort of gives a little bit of a calculation. But whatever the exact measurement is, they have to be able to produce a certain amount of fruits on each tree in order for it to be considered a tree that, as the Mishnah says, Chorshin kol beisa bishvilam, that you can then plow during this period of time after Pesach, before Shavuos. Pachus mikam, but if they have less than three trees, or they produce less than this amount of fruits, then ein chorshin len elam loha ora v'salo chutzla, then you're not allowed to plant, then you're only allowed to plant the amount of the amount that you need around each individual tree in order to cultivate the fruits of that particular tree, but you're not allowed to plow the entire field itself, unless again there are at least three trees in that area of land. And it has to produce, again, a kikar devela, enough pressed figs that weigh the amount of a 60 Italian coins. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, discussed the halacha of Tosefes Shvius, the idea of that you're at the beginning, the end of the sixth year already, you're not allowed to plow your field. It was Machlokas, Beishamai, Beis Hillel. Beishamai said that as long as what you're doing is beneficial for the tree, beneficial for the fruit, then you're allowed to continue to plow that field. Beis Hillel says that Shavuos is the cutoff date when you have to stop. Then Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis discussed exactly what is considered to be an orchard, what is considered to be a field of trees for this purpose. And we said there are two qualifications that are required. Number one, is that there have to be at least three trees for a base saw of land. And number two, it has to produce a certain amount, a certain quantity of fruit, which we said was at least the weight of 60 Italian coins. Then you're allowed to plow it until around Shavuos time. Have a great day.